Hello. Welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Kathy Garner, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Joining us is our expert in senior technology engagement, Benjamin Smith. Welcome, Benjamin. Today, we're diving into an intriguing topic, using tech for cognitive health, apps, and games.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and discuss the intersection of technology and cognitive health.
Let's start with the basics. How do apps and games contribute to cognitive health?
Apps and games designed for cognitive health can stimulate various mental functions, such as memory, attention, problem-solving, and critical thinking. By engaging users in interactive and challenging activities, these tools can promote brain health and even slow cognitive decline as we age.
That's fascinating. What types of apps and games are particularly effective for enhancing cognitive abilities?
There are several categories of apps and games to consider. For instance, puzzle games, memory challenges, and brain training apps like Lumosity and Peak focus on specific cognitive skills. Additionally, educational apps that encourage learning new languages or skills can also have positive effects on cognitive health.
I've heard a lot about brain training games. How do they differ from regular games in terms of cognitive benefits?
Brain training games are specifically designed with cognitive improvement in mind. They often include exercises that target specific mental skills, such as working memory or processing speed. While regular games can be entertaining and even offer some cognitive engagement, brain training games typically provide structured challenges aimed at enhancing mental capabilities.
That makes sense. Are there any particular features that users should look for in cognitive health apps?
Absolutely. When choosing an app, look for those that offer a variety of exercises targeting different cognitive functions. A good app will also adapt to the user's skill level, providing progressively challenging tasks. Additionally, it's beneficial to choose apps that track progress and offer feedback, helping users stay motivated and engaged.
What about social engagement? Can apps and games also help with social connectivity and cognitive health?
Yes. Social engagement is a crucial aspect of cognitive health. Many apps and games now include social features that allow users to compete with friends or collaborate on challenges. This social interaction not only adds a fun element, but also fosters relationships, which are vital for maintaining cognitive and emotional well-being.
That's a great point. What role do offline activities play in cognitive health alongside these tech solutions?
Offline activities are equally important. Engaging in activities like reading, puzzles, and even socializing in person can complement the cognitive benefits of apps and games. It's all about creating a balanced approach that includes both digital and real-world interactions to support cognitive health holistically.
Are there any age-specific considerations when it comes to using these tech tools for cognitive health?
Definitely. For younger users, it's essential to balance screen time with physical activity and face-to-face interactions. For seniors, it's crucial to choose apps that are user-friendly and offer clear instructions. It's also important for older adults to remain active in their communities, as social interaction is a significant factor in cognitive health.
What advice do you have for individuals looking to incorporate cognitive health apps and games into their daily routines?
Start by setting aside a specific time each day for cognitive activities, just as you would for exercise. Choose a few apps or games that interest you and mix them up to keep things engaging. Remember, consistency is key. It's also beneficial to integrate cognitive activities with social interactions, such as playing games with friends or family.
As we wrap up, what final thoughts do you have for our listeners about using tech to support cognitive health?
Embrace technology as a tool for enhancing cognitive health. Explore different apps and games and find what resonates with you. But don't forget that cognitive health is a multifaceted journey. Balance your digital activities with offline engagement, social interaction, and lifelong learning to promote overall brain health.
Thank you for sharing your expertise on cognitive health through technology. This has been an enlightening discussion on how apps and games can support our mental well-being.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time. We can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Kathy Garner and Benjamin Smith. Music by Khadija Renee and Jim Holton.